Hey everyone, this is Nick, and for this reading and presentation, I analyzed the Futurist Cookbook, and it was indeed an interesting reading to analyze. I am perplexed by their almost scientific method type approach to creating recipes, or recognized as formulas in this case. There isn't much guidance in their formulas or recipes, however, but on page 141, they specify that the vague quantities given in many of these formulas, far from constituting a matter of concern, should on the contrary stimulate the imagination of futuristic cooks, for fortuitous mistakes often lead to new dishes. Now, what I took from this is that they seem to be suggesting here that there always shouldn't be a set way or tradition in order to craft a recipe. Sometimes improvisation comes about through the mistakes made by the cooks themselves. And I also find that plenty of these formula names are riddled with describing adjectives to give indications of what to expect in the dish. For example, the excited pig, quote-unquote, is one that I find intriguing, as these titles seem to be linked to the preparation and presentation of the dish itself. The pig is prepped to be standing upright to give the appearance of excitement. I also took note of the particular shapes in which the futurists prefer their food, such as cubing it. Some of these formulas would be the cubist vegetable patch and simultaneous ice cream that we spoke about in the discussion questions. I imagine they prep these foods in this manner to reflect the types of modern art that Italians and other prominent painters and artists began creating in the early 20th century. And a famous figure that came to my mind in this field would be Pablo Picasso, who was a famous Spanish painter that deeply specialized in cubism and surrealism. Thank you for listening, guys.